Nolte, CNN's ratings death spiral continues as key demo hits 2015 low. By John Nolte on May 22, 2019. Far-left CNN's viewership death spiral just hit a 2015 low in the advertiser-coveted 25-54 age demo. Compared to this same week last year, the fake news network that regularly spreads conspiracy theories and encourages political violence against Trump and his supporters lost an astonishing 43% of its primetime demo viewership and an even more humiliating 47% of its total day demo viewers. For comparison's sake, Fox News dipped only 22 and 21% in those same categories. According to TV Newser, this is CNN's worst showing in this demo since November of 2015. That's the year prior to the 2016 presidential election. The news is not much better for the hate network in every other area. In total day viewers last week, CNN plummeted 34%. In primetime viewers, CNN up 26%. Again, for comparison's sake, Fox News only lost 3% of its primetime viewers and 10% of total day viewers. The most humiliating number for the fake cable channel, though, is that throughout all of last week, CNN came in 16th and averaged only 693,000 total primetime viewers. Fox News came in second and nearly quadrupled CNN with 2.72 million total primetime viewers. For some context, CNN was a last-place laughingstock when it could average only a million primetime viewers. Now it has dipped below 700,000. In total day viewers, CNN came in 9th with only 520,000 total viewers. By comparison, Fox News came in 2nd and more than doubled CNN with 1.3 million total day viewers. MSNBC also had a rough week in the 25-54 demo with a loss of 42% of primetime demo viewers and 45% of total day demo viewers. In total viewers, MSNBC dipped 13% in primetime, 1.48 million. And 13% in total day, 848K. Basically, with an average of 2.7 million primetime viewers, Fox News is beating MSNBC, 1.48 million, and CNN, 693K, combined, and by a wide margin. There is just no question that the Russia collusion hoax, which CNN and MSNBC pushed relentlessly, and did so knowing it was a hoax, damaged both networks considerably and maybe permanently. For example, Rachel Maddow, America's Russia collusion hoax queen, delivered her lowest-rated week of the year in both total viewers and the 25-54 demo, per TV Newser. Not only did MSNBC and CNN get the Russia collusion story deliberately wrong, not only did they string their viewers along with the promise that Trump would be impeached as a traitor, this was just one more national story both of these left-wing outlets botched entirely. Just look at this list of establishment media hoaxes. George Zimmerman, white racist killer. Hands up, don't shoot. Trump can't win. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. The KK kids from KK Covington High School. Trump colluded with Russia. Even Trump-hating Democrats are sick and tired of being hoaxed by these 24/7 liars. I don't call for people to get fired and I am not doing that here. But the fact that Jeff Zucker has been allowed to remain in charge of CNN as he has overseen its total annihilation in the ratings, as a credible news outlet, and as an overall brand, beggars belief. But let's not forget how CNN holds on with almost no viewers. About 90 million suckers who don't watch CNN still subsidize all those lies and all that hate through their cable bills. Seriously, y'all, it is time to cut the cord. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.